We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yes, the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Ed Sheeran, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, September 20th goes to Asheri Papini. She is 40 years old, and she was just sentenced to 18 months in prison for faking her own kidnapping. The woman lied and said she claimed she was abducted and tortured for 22 days. Let's go to ABC News for the report, please.
After insisting for more than 5 years that she was kidnapped and tortured by suspects who were never found, tonight Asheri Papini admits she made it all up.
All we can do at the end of the day is the right thing, and it is never too late to do the right thing.
The 39-year-old who took an 11th-hour plea deal last week, pleading guilty to 2 of the 35 felony counts she's charged with, lying to federal agents, and mail fraud. In 2016, the mother of two's case made for gripping headlines. Papini telling police she was kidnapped at gunpoint, tortured, and held in captivity for 22 days by two Hispanic women. But investigators uncovering she was actually staying with an ex-boyfriend and harmed herself to cover up her lies. The plea deal recommends 8 to 14 months in prison, plus more than $300,000 in restitution for the resources multiple agencies used investigating her case.
I wouldn't call this her doing the right thing. I'd call this her last ditch effort to do the best she can for herself.
You know, we was just talking about the dude who lied and said he was in bed with Bobby Shmurda, and I'm looking at this lady, and it just really makes me realize that Cardi being Offset were 1,000,000,000% correct when they said folks will do anything for clout, okay? First of all, 18 months is way too light a sentence for this, because we really, 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 really have to start holding people accountable for the lies they tell. Okay, in the case of, you know, the Bobby Shmurda situation, there's nothing that can happen to the dude who lied on him and admitted he lied. I guess you could sue him for, you know, slander and defamation, but then somebody might call Bobby homophobic because they're like, well, what's wrong with someone saying you're gay? It's just strange times that we are living in, okay? It's like just people can just be attacked with lies via social media and nothing happens. Which is why I'm extremely happy this woman, Sherry Papini, is getting 18 months, but that's not enough time. Okay, because see, these are the same kind of lies that got Emmett Till killed. By the way, I saw Till last week. Oh, dropping the clues bombs for Till. Saw a private screening of Till last week. Great film, very heavy. But when you see how these lies, you know, told by people like Sherry Papini have led, you know, to innocent people being killed, then you have to add on some years just for that. Okay, she faked the kidnapping and fraudulently amassed more than $300,000 in Social Security disability income, assistance from the California Victim Compensation Board, and had a damn GoFundMe campaign created on her behalf. When the reality is, she should have had a Go F Yourself campaign happening, okay? So not only was you gaming the system out of money, you was putting innocent people in danger with your lie because you heard the news report. She said it was two Hispanic women who kidnapped her. And this is what happens. This is why they end up demonizing black and brown people, because folks like this are just telling lies about black and brown people. Now, she did apologize to the court, saying, "I am choosing to humbly accept responsibility. I am guilty of lying. I am guilty of dishonor. I stand before you willing to accept, to repent, and to concede what was done cannot be undone. It can never be erased. I am not choosing to stay frozen like I was in 2016. I don't even know what that means, choosing to stay frozen. Can't you see I'm frozen? I am choosing to commit to healing the parts of myself that was so very broken." That's what she said, end quote. Sure, all of that is great, and I wish her the best. I truly do, but I have to wish her the best, and I wish I was wishing her the best behind bars for a longer period of time. Okay, in an era with so much traffic, so much sex trafficking, so much real kidnapping, you playing with people's realities like this, and you only get 18 months? This is why people keep making up lies like this, because the consequences are simply not severe enough. Please give Sherry Papini, well, let Remy Ma give Sherry Papini the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, you dumb.
I was going to play a game of guess what race it is, but there's no need. Let Chelsea Handler get some of that hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, that is way too much Dan mayonnaise.
Gabby Griffin, you got something to say?
Please give this giant jar of mayo the biggest hee-haw.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on, man. Like, why? 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 And didn't the just say two Hispanic women did this to me? Come on, man.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we come back, we're going to kick it with the brother, My Son.
The good brother, My Son. And A.T. Mitchell is going to be joining My Son, as well as Angelo. A.T. Mitchell's from the Man Up campaign.
Correct. So we're going to talk to them when we come back. All right? So don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.